I'll just read today's verse from the class. We missed it. Let's go to the airport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Prithu Maharaja's Meeting with the Kumaras, Text 39. Yat pada pankaja pilasa vilasa bhaktya karma shayam grahitam udgratayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo piruta Shoto ganasta maranam pachavasudevam. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are three kinds of transcendentalists trying to overcome the influence of the modes of material nature, the jnanis, yogis, and bhaktas. All of them attempt to overcome the influence of the senses, which is compared to the incessant waves of a river. The waves of a river flow incessantly, and it is very difficult to stop them. Similarly, the waves of desires for material enjoyment are so strong that they cannot be stopped by any process other than bhakti yoga. The bhaktas, by their transcendental devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, become so overwhelmed with transcendental bliss that automatically their desires for material enjoyment stop. The jnanis and yogis, who are not attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, simply struggle against the waves of desire. They are described in this verse as rikta mataya, which means devoid of devotional service. In other words, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to be free from the desires of material activities, actually become more and more entangled in false philosophical speculation or strenuous attempts to stop the activities of the senses. As stated previously, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahaitukam Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7. Here also the same point is stressed. Bhaja Vasudevam indicates that one who is engaged in the loving service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, can very easily stop the waves of desires. As long as one continues to try to artificially stop the waves of desires, he will certainly be defeated. That is indicated in this verse. Desires for fruitive activities are strongly rooted, but the trees of desire can be uprooted completely by devotional service, because devotional service employs superior desire. One can give up inferior desires when engaged in superior desires. To try to stop desires is impossible. One has to desire the Supreme in order not to be entangled in inferior desires. Jnanis maintain a desire to become one with the Supreme Lord. But such desire is also considered to be kama, lust. Similarly, the yogis desire mystic power, and that is also kama. And the bhaktas, not being desirous of any sort of material enjoyment, become purified. There is no artificial attempt to stop desire. Desire becomes a source of spiritual enjoyment under the protection of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. It is stated herein by the Kumaras that the lotus feet of Lord Krishna are the ultimate reservoir of all pleasure. One should therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord instead of trying unsuccessfully to stop desires for material enjoyment. As long as one is unable to stop the desire for material enjoyment, there is no possibility of becoming liberated from the entanglement of material existence. It may be argued that the waves of the river are incessantly flowing and that they cannot be stopped. But the waves of the river flow toward the sea. When the tide comes over the river, it overwhelms the flowing of the river, and the river itself becomes overflooded, and the waves from the sea become more prominent than the waves from the river. Similarly, a devotee with intelligence plans so many things for the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness, stagnant material desires become overflooded with desire to serve the Lord. Similarly, a devotee intelligence plans so many things for the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness that stagnant material desires become overflooded by the desire to serve the Lord. As confirmed by Yamunacharya, since he has become engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is always a current of newer and newer desires flowing to serve the Lord, so much so that the stagnant desire of sex life becomes very insignificant. Yamunacharya even says that he spits on such desires. Bhagavad Gita 2.59 also confirms, Param Drishtva Nivartate. The conclusion is that by developing a loving desire for the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, we subdue all material desires for sense gratification. Translation again. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. So, as long as we maintain material desires, we cannot be liberated from the material movement. And thus we will have to continue in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. So we have to become free from material desires, but material desires flow like waves and they never stop. So if we try to independently try to stop the waves of material desire, we will fail. The only way to overcome material desire is by spiritual desire, the desire to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. in the Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna says that one should be Krishna conscious. But if one is not spontaneously Krishna conscious, he should follow the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga. And by doing so, he will develop the desire to attain Krishna. So by following the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga, we develop the desire to serve Lord Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And even in the stage of devotional service and practice, as we think of how to serve Krishna with our intelligence, we become so absorbed in his service that we forget about inferior desires for sense gratification. And when we actually experience the higher taste of Krishna consciousness, then even the greatest pleasures of sense gratification become insignificant, and the devotee actually spits at the thought of such sense gratification. That's the summary of the verse. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
I read that devotee is one of the qualities is of forbearance, and the example was given was of a tree, that even if it's cut or even if it's not given water, it never complains. So then, if I see just my situation, if I have material problems in my own family life, then how tolerant, to what degree I need to be tolerant? It's very difficult to be like a tree. I mean, just not speak anything and keep tolerating. What should be the mood of tolerating?
Well, the goal is not to tolerate. The goal is to be Krishna conscious. So if we are fixed on the goal, in other words, if the desire is to be Krishna conscious, then we tolerate to some extent the miseries of material existence. But if the situation, again, it depends on the details, but if the situation actually comes in the way of Krishna consciousness, then we should try to find some way to avoid the situation that comes in the way. But otherwise, as long as we have the material body and the material mind, there are always going to be disturbances. And if we try to fight every disturbance, like ordinary people, we'll become totally absorbed in fighting the disturbances and we'll never have time for Krishna consciousness. So it's better to tolerate the minor disturbances and save time for Krishna consciousness. In the list of the items of knowledge towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, the list begins with Amanitvam Adambitvam, which means pridelessness and humility. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that one should be prepared to tolerate the minor insults of others, because the material world is so constituted that as soon as one tries to become Krishna conscious, there's so many difficulties, so much opposition. So we should practice tolerance and forbearance and not be eager for the praise of others. Any other questions or comments? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur described that there are various types of anarthas, and as we advance in devotional service, they decrease. And by the stage of So as you make advancement, they decrease more and more. And by the stage of a sati, they're almost completely gone. By the stage of bhava, they are gone. But there's a slight chance that they can come back. And at the stage of prema, there's no chance that they can come back.